Glory to his name. Amen. We want to get ready and look to the Word of God. And, you know, I was thinking, the Bible tells us that we are to be doers of the Word, not just hearers of it. If all we do is hear it and we don't put it to practice in our daily life, we're not going to get very far with God. Amen. But let's look to the Lord and ask him to pour out his anointing here on the Word today as the Word goes forth. Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we ask you, Lord, that is the Word, that you might anoint it with your Spirit. And God, the full force of thy anointing might be upon your Word. We might receive a blessing. Lord, break every yoke, set the captives free, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. In the Gospel of St. John, in the 3rd chapter and in the 11th verse, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Verse 12, if I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? In verse 13, and no man has ascended up to the heavens but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And in verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the golden verse of the scriptures, for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that he might, through him, he might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Then the key verse here being verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I want to preach for a few minutes on the understanding of darkness. Men's deeds, the Bible said, was evil, and because of that, they chose darkness instead of light. We still, the same problem is alive in the world today. We have men and women in the world of the day, their choice is the things of the world. If that wasn't the choice today, every church house would be packed to capacity. But men choose evil, and they choose darkness instead of light. The Bible tells us he was in the world. He came. He was that light. He came to put the light upon our paths. He came to direct our steps. But we have to choose which we want. We have to choose light, or we have to choose darkness. And when we allow him to shine into our lives, that light that shineth into our life will overcome the darkness. He was that light, and the Bible tells us, amen, the darkness was not able to comprehend it. The darkness was not able to overcome it. If you have problems in your life, if you'll let Jesus Christ shine through into your life, then that light will overshadow all the darkness. All the problems, all the battles, and all the trials, all we need is more of the light of the gospel. All we need is more of the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's the truth, amen, that brings forth light into our paths and into our lives. Then if we look in John over in the 1st chapter, it establishes just what we've been talking about also, and John in the first chapter and in verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Most of the people here in the town we live in, or even the town you live in, those that's hearing this for radio, the town that you live in, or even this town, most of the people don't understand God. They've not chosen God. They've chosen the way of the world. They've chosen darkness. They've chosen wickedness and unrighteousness. But he came, amen, unto his own, and his own received him not. This is verse 11 out of first chapter of John. But as many, John 1:12, I've said it a many times, if I only had one weapon to go out and fight the devil, I'd want this verse right here. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believed on his name. We just preached a message, and those that hear that message, and that message tells us of the understanding of God's power and his word, and the using that authority of that name of Jesus and that authority that he's given us. And he said, this power is even given unto those that believe upon his name. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This one Jesus, this one which came to shine into the darkness, and the darkness was not able to overshadow it, overtake it. This light, this gospel, this truth was not of the will of man, not of the will of flesh. That's the reason he had to be born of a virgin birth. That's the reason he had to be born not of the will of flesh nor man, but by the will of God. And verse 14 said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. When you get this light in you, you're going to have grace working in you. You get the light in you, amen, you're going to have the fullness of God moving. But he came to his own, and his own knew him not. But as many as received him gave you the power to become sons of God. That's that transformation power. That's that power that takes us from that wicked state to wherein that we are following in the footsteps of Jesus. This life we now live is no longer ours. It's been bought by price, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And because of that purpose and that reason, we have the rights to the light that God has so shined. And as that light, amen, shines into our past, it'll light every avenue. There won't be no areas to stumble. It'll be a bright path, amen. And according to God's word, and according to the power that he's spoken through his word, he has that transformating power that changes us. The old nature leaves us. The old, you know, after Jesus saves you and fills you with his spirit, there's no room for cussing. I've heard people say, well, I slip and say a bad word every once in a while. You get enough of the light of God in you, you won't be following after the things of darkness, but you will be giving praise to God. You will have the ever praise upon God upon your lips. Amen. You'll have a new song. You'll be singing a brand new song. But this power to transform takes us from the old nature of sin and puts us forth into righteousness. And then we're born anew into the family and the kingdom of God. And this is what Jesus said, Father, don't take them out of the world. 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. He said, Father, don't you take them out of the world. Leave them in the world, but sanctify them from the world. That's how we can be in a world that's full of darkness, but we are not overtaken by the darkness because we have the word seed of God within us. We have His Spirit within us. We have His Spirit moving in the inner being, and that is lighting our paths, and that's how we can have one cussing on the left and cussing on the right, and we be praising God in the middle. Amen. That's how the world can be in doom and gloom, and all they see is negative, and we see the power of God, the omnipotent power of God. We see all the good things that God's done for us. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. He didn't have to. He didn't have to get us out of bed. There's a lot of folks didn't get up this morning. And He didn't have to get us up, but He did. And He started us on our way, and He gave us the power of God and that anointing on high. Glory to God, so that we got the power of God manifested in our hearts and our lives. In Romans in the 13th chapter and in verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep. Many sleep, many slumber, amen. For now is our salvation near when we believe. When I got in this thing, they was preaching Jesus was coming. How much more true is it today? Amen. They was telling you He's able to come any minute. How much truer? We've already lived down through the years that the false prophets prophesied He had to come, He had to come, He had to come. If it was true then, how much more truer is it today? Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Cast off darkness. Cast off all those evil imaginations. Cast off all the lust of the flesh. Cast off all those things that bring about sin and darkness. And then we put on the armor of light. Verse 13 said, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, chambering and wantonness, not in strife or enemy. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Do not. You know, a lot of folks, all they're trying to do is figure out something that's worldly or something that's carnal. They're trying to figure out something that's pleasure of the flesh. And God said, don't make provisions for that. Amen. Walk in the light of His gospel and let the mighty power of God be present in our life. And let God give us the power to overcome, and let us abstain from all the evils. And the Bible even says the appearance thereof. If it looks like evil, smells like evil, even when the appearance of it, just get away from it and leave it alone. Then in the gospel of St. John in chapter 18, verse 37 through 40, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Then Pilate answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Verse 38 said, Pilate said unto him, what is truth? And then he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in at all. Verse 39, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover, which ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews. And we know the verse of verse 40, and then he cried. They all again sang, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Here, even at the time of the death and the crucifixion of our Lord, was the world and even the religious order of that day that was so blinded from the truth that they chose Barabbas instead of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They said, give us Barabbas. It was because men was walking in darkness and they was not walking in the truth of the gospel. Amen. If we walk in the truth of the gospel, we're going to see the light and we're going to see the gospel of truth in our lives. We're going to see that overcoming power that we have through the Spirit of God. God's going to give us the victory to overcome. We're going to overcome every battle. We're going to overcome every obstacle. We're going to be victorious in Jesus' name. Then we come into 2 Corinthians and in the 4th chapter and in verse 4. In whom the gods of this world had blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I want you to know this gospel is not it. Amen. It's just men and women let the darkness of sin, they let the darkness of the world blind their eyes that they can't see. They can't see the glory of God. They can't see the fullness of God. They choose what their outcome is. Every man, every woman, every boy or girl that misses heaven and goes to that awful place, hell, will go there because they chose darkness instead of light. We have the opportunity today to choose light. We can choose the right way. I set before you the ways of death, set before you the ways of life according to the Word of God. The scripture said, how long do you halt between two opinions? Amen. We have to choose what we want in our life. We have to choose where we want the things of the world or we want the righteous things of God, and those righteous things of God bring about light into our lives. Amen. Then in Galatians in the 4th chapter, verse 15 and verse 16. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Here Paul was speaking to the Galatians. And he said, when I first come to you, you was in the understanding that you would have plucked one of your eyes out and given to me. But he said, then listen in verse 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Paul said, until I told you the truth, you would have given me an eye if I'd asked. But now you have turned and have become my enemy because of the truth. There again, men choose darkness instead of light. Mm-hmm. We have the awesome opportunity to choose which we want and which we want to be manifested in our life. Amen. Then in 2 Corinthians in the 13th chapter and verse 8. I like this one. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. I'm going to tell you something. The world will not win. We've seen the same-sex marrying people have had a heyday here lately. But they will not win. Because all the nations that forget God and all those who transgress against God will be turned into hell. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because men was burning with lust, men after men. Even when they was offered women or a woman, they turned it down. They went forth and wanted a man. I'm going to tell you something. We're in a perverted world. We're in a world that men are burning after men and women after women. Nothing to see them up on television, two women kissing or two men. Spread across our magazines, spread across our newspapers, is men kissing men and women kissing women. I'm going to tell you, God will not stand for this. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the absence of righteousness, and he will destroy America. America will go down. The Bible said in Luke, the 21st chapter, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. The Gentile's time is about running out. Amen. Why? Because man have chose darkness. Sin is darkness. Homosexuality is darkness. Women burning for women is darkness. Men burning for men is darkness. And it's because they've chose that instead of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, wherein that would bring light into their life. In Ephesians, in the 4th chapter, and in verse 18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Men and women are alienated from God because they've chose sin. You try to tell somebody that adultery is wrong and they'll just look at you. You try to tell them it's wrong for two men to be married and they just look at you. They've alienated themselves from God. Isaiah, the Bible said 59 verse 1 and 2, they've separated you between you and your God because your sins and your iniquities. Sin is darkness. When you walk in darkness, you alienate yourself from God. When you sin, you alienate yourself from God. You stumble in darkness. Then according to the word of God, in 1 John, in the 2nd chapter, verse 9, he that said he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. If we've got hatred in our hearts and our life, you can't hate people and have the light of God in your life. You've got to get rid of hate. Amen. And he says, you're in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. If we have love for our brother and we love people, there's no occasion for us to stumble. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, knowing not whether he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Men and women today don't know where they're going. They don't know what they want. Amen. That's the reason it's so hard to get people to come to the house of God. It's so hard to get people in church. It's because they choose darkness. They choose the things of the world instead of the things of God. Hallelujah to his name. Then if we look in Romans in the 1st chapter, and this gives us a great understanding of what happens to people that choose darkness instead of light. For I am not ashamed, Romans the 1st chapter, verse 16. Paul said these words, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. I'm going to tell you something. God said his wrath is going to be revealed against all the darkness, all the sin. You can't hide from God. You can't hide evil doing and wickedness from God. Because according to the promises of God's word, he's going to bring every secret thing. A lot of it's going to be shouted from the rooftops. You ever seen somebody try to slip around and think nobody's watching them and they doing this and doing that? Before long, everybody knows it. Amen. I want to tell you something. You can't hide your sins. The only place for sin is an altar. The only place for sin is to be covered by the blood. But this glorious gospel will light our paths. Men choose what they want. They chose darkness. They chose the way of Satan. They chose the wicked way because they did not profess, did not acknowledge the Lord in their ways. And their ways become darkened, and their path become a stumbling pitfall. We have the privilege and the right today to choose light. Choose the gospel. Choose victory through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You can be an overcomer. You can win every battle. You can climb every mountain. You can overcome. The Bible tells us that because he was able to overcome, we're able to overcome. He set the perfect example. He climbed up Golgotha's hill. He shed his blood, gave his life. For that purpose, he said, I came into this world to shed his blood, to become that perfect sacrifice, that Lamb of God. And he shed that blood that we can walk in the light. Why stumble in darkness when you can walk in the light? God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your word and your truth. And it goes out to the airways and goes out to those that receive the word. God, that this word, this truth, might light their paths. And God, that they might choose you and they might choose light instead of darkness. Because to choose light is to live, and to choose darkness is to die. It's spiritual death, a separation between them and their God. In an understanding that you said, ever knee shall bow and ever tongue shall confess. God, let men and women confess you while there's time, while there's space, while there's opportunity. God, save the uttermost, heal, set free, and delivers our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.